We'll look at the Word of God for just a few minutes, if God will be our help, in the book Ezekiel, chapter number 10. Ezekiel, chapter number 10, the Bible says, we'll begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spake unto a man clothed with linen, and said to the man clothed in linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house, and when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court, then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the cherubim's wings were heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when He speaketh. And it came to pass that when He had commanded the man clothed with the linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubim, then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims unto the fire that was between the cherubims, and took thereof and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, for behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was as a color of beryl stone. And as for their appearances, they four had one likeness as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. And when they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went, and their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and their wheels were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that had that they four had. As for the wheels, it was cried unto them in my hearing, O wheel! And every one had four faces, and first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. And the cherubs were lifted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river Chebar. And when the cherubims went, and the wheels went by them, and when the cherubims lifted up the wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also turned not from beside them. When they stood, these stood, and when they were lifted up, these lifted up themselves also, for the spirit of living creature was in them. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house, and stood before the cherubs. And the cherubs lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight when they went out, and the wheels also were beside them. And every one stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the Lord of Israel was over them above." Appreciate the Lord tonight, and I'd like to preach for just a little bit, if God will be my help, on this thought. Lift up your head and look. Lift up your head and look. As we look and we see this and we think about this, and the Bible, it points us in Ezekiel here to the throne of grace, to the throne of God. And now we look at this thing and we see the sin and the things that so easily beset us in this world. And if we ain't very careful, we become discouraged. We become downhearted if we weren't very careful. But I'm glad that we can be careful not only in ourselves but in the Lord. As we see this and we begin to look past all this mess of this world, there's a lot of resistance for the people of God. The devil and the demons of hell, they don't like what we do. They don't like what we think. They don't like what we believe. But I'm glad tonight I ain't doing nothing to serve the devil. I don't listen to him. Amen. He's not my God. I don't serve the devil. I serve a living God today. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he's alive and well. I'm glad he's still touching hearts. I'm glad he's still giving encouragement, even in discouraging times. I'm glad I still look to him. And praise God, when I look for him, I see him. And boy, what a blessing that is. So we see the throne of God as it's there. And I want to say today, it's still there just like it's always been. Amen. It's never moved. It's never left. It's never been forsaken. The throne of God is still real. And there's still a real God sitting on that throne. Praise God, I'm glad that I know him today. I'm glad I know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. I'm glad, excuse me, I'm glad he's my Lord and my Savior. I'm glad I come to know Him, praise God. But better still, I'm glad He come to know me and the free pardon of sin. He moved into my heart and He took up His abode. And I ain't been the same since, amen. You say you're complaining? No, I'm praising God for what happened down in my heart. So we see the difficult times that we live in, but I'm glad, praise God, that we can see beyond time. We see the prophet here as he looked a little bit higher. Now Ezekiel was in the same situation as we are. He was in exile in Babylon. He was seeing a lot of difficulty. They were in a lot of difficult situations. Adversity had set in, but praise God, I'm glad even in difficult times, there's still a God that's able to overcome those times. There's still a God, amen, and His name is Jehovah. Praise God, it's able to see beyond any obstacles that we face. And praise God, Ezekiel, he began to look a little bit higher, amen. What the world like to do is keep us focused on here and now. But praise God, I'm glad we can look beyond what we have right here. I'm glad we can look beyond what we have right now. And praise God, we can see a little higher. Praise God, it's what we got to do. That's what the man of God got to do. That's what the prophet of God got to do. He got to see just a little bit higher, and he got to see God. He lifted up his eyes, and he began to see the throne of God. Amen. Listen, if we'll just begin to lift up our head and begin to look, we'll see the throne of God. We'll see that place where God Almighty is real, where He's sovereign, where He's still in power, and He's still in control. He's still able to do for us the things that we can't do for ourselves. Praise God, He's still that great influencer in the hearts and the lives of men. I'm glad it's that way. Amen, I'm glad. Praise God, there's an influence in my life, praise God, that's a whole lot bigger than any influence this world has. Amen. This world has a lot of influence on us, especially our young people. But praise God, I'm glad He's a better influence. He's a bigger influence. Amen. And praise God, in His name is Jesus. Praise God, Lord and Savior of our souls. Amen. So he looked a little bit higher. He lifted up his eyes. What we got to do is lift our eyes up. We got to take our eyes off of all the circumstances around us and put our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe on Him, praise God. We have to trust in Him. We have to rely on Him. That's what believing is. Believing is putting our faith, trust, believing, trust, and relying on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His death, burial, and His resurrection, praise God, He's already paid the price. Amen. We get to looking past our sorrows, get to look past our hardships and the things, the persecution things of this world, praise God. We get to see in the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God, we get to see in over on their side. We preached a Sunday on finding grace, praise God. And we find it, amen, in God Almighty. Amen. Lord's been helping us. We preached a few weeks ago on the what's next. And we talked about a great faith that we need to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We talked about in times like these. And we brought to our remembrance to remember, praise God, all those old saints of God, the people that stood for God Almighty, that stood the test of time, praise God, and went out of here shouting and praising the Lord. We looked at finding grace, praise God, and we find it, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. We find that God has plenty of grace even for today. Amen. Praise God. So we see the old man of God, the old prophet of God, looking up and lifting up his eyes. And he saw, praise God, he had a new vision. Amen. Wouldn't you like to have a new vision? Now you got to remember Ezekiel, he had done been carried off down into Babylon. He had been then done taken captive by the enemy. Amen. A lot of times if we ain't careful, praise God, we get taken captive by the enemy. Amen. And we get the molly grubs and we'll stay there a while. I want to say, Brother Jeff, Ezekiel didn't stay down there in captivity. Praise God, he was there in body, but praise God, he wasn't there in spirit. Praise God, there's something. He got to looking beyond the captivity. He got to looking past the portals of glory, and he got to seeing God Almighty and the throne of God, amen, sitting there where it always been. It never changed, praise God. It hadn't been forsaken or forgotten, but praise the Lord, it was just as it has always been. Amen. He got to having a new vision. And he saw the throne of God. Amen. We need to be looking past our the things of this world so we can see the throne of God. See, Jeremiah, he was down in Judah, praise God. Ezekiel was down in Babylon. But it's during this time. Jeremiah, he said in 17:12, he said, the glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Jeremiah said, praise God, we have a sanctuary in God Almighty. He said, it's a high throne that we're looking to. If we ain't careful, we put our sights on a lower throne. Amen. Did you hear what I said? If we ain't careful, we put our sights on a lower throne. Amen. We begin to enthrone people and things of this world, praise God. But listen, we need to be lifting up the God of God of glory. We need to re-enthrone, praise God, the God of heaven. Amen. He's never left it, but if we ain't careful, we take him off the throne. Amen. We make him less than what he is. But praise God, Ezekiel got to look and he looked up, praise God, and he saw the throne of God. And when you see the throne of God, guess who you see? You see the God of the throne. Amen. When you get to looking for the throne of God, you get to looking to the throne of God, praise God. Sitting on that throne is the God of heaven, and sitting at the right hand of God is the Son, praise God, to make intercession for you and I. He's there, praise God, on your and my behalf. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Because every day we sin and come short of the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I do it quite often. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. Why? Because it's the truth. But praise God, I'm glad I can, as soon as something comes through my mind, soon as a thought, as soon as I say something I want to, praise the Holy Ghost of God, through the intercessors, he pricks my heart, praise God, and I can bow my head and say, oh God, I'm sorry, help me to do better. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it that way, don't you? Amen. A lot of people say, well, I wish God just leave me alone. No, he don't. If he leaves you alone, you're dead. Amen. They'd be burying you in about 3 days. Yeah. Praise God. But I'm glad he's an intercessor. When we get to looking at the throne, praise God, we can see him there. Amen. High and lifted up. Praise God. Or to lift him up, youngins. Or to praise God every day. Thank him for all he done. Keeping us safe. I can't go through a day without stopping and saying, Lord, thank you for keeping me safe today. He said, well, preacher, I don't know. He did all that for me. Praise God. If you got in a car and went down the road, he kept you safe. These crazy people out there. Amen. They got them cell phones and they don't know how to put them down. Amen. There's a lady talking on the phone, putting on her makeup and driving a car with her leg the other day. Amen. People don't think. And if God gets you to where you're going, gets you back home safe, praise God, you ought to be as shouting as people ever was. Because God's been good to you. He's watched over you. He's kept you, praise God. So we need to be going to the throne and lifting up God of heaven. Amen. So we see as I lift up your head and look, praise God, you'll see the throne of God. But if we'll look up and lift up our head, praise God, he said we'll see the fire of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, I like it where the fire is. Amen. I don't want some cold dead something. Amen. I don't want to be lukewarm. And I don't want to. My wife's got to where she freezes. She burns me up. Amen. She's always cold. But I'm not that cold natured. I don't like it. I don't like it hot. Amen. I'd rather have. I guess that's why I asked God to save me. I didn't want to go to hell. I don't like the heat. Amen. You know the old proverbial: if you don't like the heat, stay out of the kitchen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to, like I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. One day I'm going to be in glory. I think heaven's going to be a perfect balmy 72 degrees. Amen. Glory to God. But he said the fire, praise God. And now the coals from the altar brought cleansing. We see it in the book of Isaiah 6:6-7, how he said, I'm a man of unclean lips and I live with unclean people. Amen. But praise God, he said they took the fire off the altar with the tongues and they touched his lip, praise God, and he gave him speech and he wanted to do something for God. Amen. The coals of the altar, praise God, it brought cleansing. But the coals of the altar, praise God, here was going to bring judgment to Jerusalem. Amen. It was going to bring judgment to God's people. Amen. The altar where the sin of, was for the sin of atonement. Amen. If for the sin, a sin where sin is judged. Amen. Where sin is brought forth. Praise God. But God never designed to be that way. See, if we'll follow the rules. Amen. I want to say God's got some rules to go by. And it's called the Word of God. It's a whole rule book. Amen. We've neglected it. And we've tried to change it. We've got so many perversions. Amen. But praise God. I'm thanking God for this old King James Bible. Amen. The Word of God. God means what He says and says what He means. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. If we'll just follow those rules, if we'll seek God's mercy, amen, if we'll obey His Word. You say, preacher, how do I make it? Praise God. We look up, and we lift up our heads and we look to God and we see Him, praise God. We begin to follow His rules. We begin to seek His mercy, praise God, and we begin to obey His Word. God begins to speak our hearts. Amen. If they would have done that, Brother Jeff, it would have brought cleansing for a nation. Hello? God said if you do those things, those coals from the fire, amen, would have brought cleansing for a nation. Well, we're in a terrible judgment today. I think all this coronavirus and all that is a judgment from God. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, you believe what you want to. Amen. I believe it's a judgment from God. The whole world is caught up in it. Amen. God's tired of the foolishness. God's tired of people neglecting Him. Amen. And He's a judge us today, praise God. And the wheels is turning. We see Bible said the wheels is a turning here. Praise God. So God's wheels are still turning. Amen. God ain't backing up. He ain't backing up for nobody, praise God. His wheels are still turning. He's still going on. He's still doing, praise God, what He purposed to do. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the purpose He worked out in the world. And He's still working His purpose in this world. He's still trying to get our attention. He's still trying to help us if we'll just trust Him today. Amen. The coals would have been brought cleansing if they would have just allowed the cleansing hand of God to touch their hearts. You say, well, preacher, how do you know? Because the Bible teaches us that. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 13. Now we see in this time that we're living in, we see the pestilence in this land. And that's exactly what it is, pestilence and disease. Amen? He said, the Lord speaks to him in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13. The Lord's speaking to Solomon. He says this. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. God does that. Amen. He does what He has to do to get our attention. Let me ask you a question, church. God bless your sweet heart. Has He got your attention yet? World, has He got your attention yet? What does He have to do to get our attention? What else is He going to have to put upon us to get our attention? To get us to look up and lift up our heads? Amen. Church, He said, as we see these things begin to come past, He said, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I wonder, are we truly looking for God today? Are we looking for the return of the Messiah? Are we looking for Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. He's coming again, Brother Larry. And He's coming to get us to take us out of here. Praise God. Just jump up and shout and say, to God be the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Well, what's He going to do to get our attention so that we'll look up to Him? But He goes on in verse 14. He says, if. Now I want you to work it. Well, what a tremendous word. He said, if my people. He's not talking to the heathen of this world. He's not talking to ungodly folk. He's not talking to unbelievers, Brother Scott. He's not talking to unbelievers, Brother Bill. Praise God. He's talking to me and you. And He said, if my people, those that believe, praise God, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, praise God, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Praise God. God said, I want to move upon the nation. I want to move upon the people. I want to love on you so many ways. You'll have to like one of them. But said, if my people, which are called by my name, amen, if we'll cry out, praise God, if we'll confess our sins, amen, God will forgive us. Praise God. Say, what's going to happen? The fire will come down from the throne of grace. The throne's still there. Brother Austin, the fire's still there. God's still there, praise God. He's never changed. He's never quit. And He's never backed up. Those wheels are still rolling on. Amen. Praise God, they're pressing on. The thing about those wheels, praise God, they don't question God. The Bible says they just keep rolling on and they follow the head. Amen. Hey, don't look to the left or right. Praise God. Which way, whichever way God's a looking, praise God, that's the way the wheels are rolling. Amen. Praise the Lord. We think sometimes that we're in control of all this and somebody's in control of this, that a president or somebody else is in control of all this. I want to tell you who's in control of all of it. It's God Almighty. Praise God. From the throne of grace, and He's pulled down the fire. Praise God. That'll cleanse our hearts and our lives, make us pure. Praise God. So He can love on us, so He can get the glory. Amen. So we see the throne of grace. Praise God. We look up. Lift up our heads and we look and we see the throne of grace and we see the fire. And praise God, when we see the throne, we see the fire. We see the glory of the Holy God. Amen. We see the glory. Now, who does glory belong to? Who? The glory belongs to God. Amen. God, man, don't get no. I don't need no glory. I don't deserve no glory. The glory belongs to God. Praise God. But He'll not share His glory with idols. Amen? Did you hear what I said? He will not share His glory with idols. In Isaiah chapter 42 and verse number 8, look what God says. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name. Amen? Praise God. That pretty much settles it, ain't it? There's one Lord and that's His name. The Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. Neither will my praise be praise to graven images. Amen. God will not allow you to worship idols. God will not allow us to have idols. You know, preacher, we don't have idols. We don't have a thing set up in our home. Really? Amen. We better be careful because there's a lot of things that we've got set up in our home, praise God, that we serve more than God. Amen. And we spend more time with than we do God. I mean, we think we're serving God if we can come down to the house on Sunday morning for preaching. Amen. I don't have time for Sunday school, preacher. I'll try to make preaching on Sunday morning. I'm serving God, amen. I'm going to do my part. I want to say, praise God, what we need, amen, is a heart and a desire to serve God every day. Amen. Looking for opportunities, amen, to witness for the Lord. Wake up every morning looking for an opportunity. Pray God, somebody say something. You can ask them, are they saved? Pray God, and ready to go to heaven. Invite them to the church house. Amen. Praise God, we've been hauling dirt up here at church, and I've been catching little boys in them dump trucks and ask them are saved, ask them where they go to church. Amen, praise God. So appreciate you helping us up here. We've got parking place. We'll have room for you. Yeah. Amen, praise God. Had a little boy this week, says, well, him and his wife said, we need to get in church. We was talking about it. I said, praise God, right here is one. Yeah. Amen, you know how to get there. Amen, you're making about 10 trips a day to the house of God. Praise God. Just load her up on Sunday morning. Come on down. Amen. Amen, glory be to God. You'll feel at home. Amen, praise God. And God will get the glory. Put your idols, put them behind you, leave them alone, praise God, and come worship God. Amen. Everywhere you go. Brother Bud, just praise God. Give God glory for everything, praise God, that we're seeing. Seeing the power of God move on our lives. God be the glory. Amen. You know what we're seeing in the world today, Brother Jeff, is we're seeing God that's just abandoning churches. So-called churches. You know why? Because they're giving glory to everything but God. We've got all kinds of games and gimmicks in the world, and we forgot that this is a place to worship God. This is a place to look at His Word, to study, to know more about Him, to learn of Him. Amen. So He can help our heart, brother, so He can draw us closer to Himself, so He can empower us, pray God, through the Word of God, amen, stand strong in these last days which we live, so the souls of those sinners might be saved. Amen. That's what He's longing to do. But His house could be abandoned if we neglect God. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18, listen to what it says. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims. Amen. You know what happened? They got idols. They brought things into the temple. They brought ungodliness down to God's house. And God said, hey, listen, if you'd rather have them than me, God said, I'll just pull back. I'll just resign myself a little ways back and just see how you fare with that. I see what these idols can do for you. I see what your flesh and the lust thereof can do for you. See what your rebellion will do for you. He said, because I am God, and besides me, there is no other. He said, if you'll serve and worship me, I'll bless you, I'll help you, I'll be in your presence, praise God. I'll be there with you when the enemy comes, praise God. When the invasion comes, he says, I'll be there to be your God. I'll be the one that'll hold you up. I'll be the one that'll bring you out, praise God. But if you want to let these others try, praise God, he said, I'll let you. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want nobody else to keep me. I don't want nobody else to help me, praise God. I have a God, and he's real. But God said, hey, I said, I'll pull back. He said, I'll let you have it, big boy, if you want it. Amen. I'll tell you what, today I don't want it. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and we was talking about the rain. Now, we've been trying to haul dirt, and we've trying to been working around, and we've been working since last November. We've been working. The rain ain't cooperated. I'll just be honest. It ain't cooperated with us. But I told a fellow the other day, praise God, I said, I'm glad I ain't in control of it. If I could be, I wouldn't want to be. Because God knows where we're at. Amen. He knows exactly what we need, praise God. We're blessed. I ain't going to say a word about it. I heard on the news the other day that Oregon's in a drought. Been in drought 2 or 3 years. Now you'd think Oregon would, I mean, you'd think they would be good to go. But they're in a drought, so they're probably going to be in a drought through all this summer. Amen. I ain't going to say a thing about what God's a giving. I'm just going to say glory be to God. Thank you for every drop of rain. Thank you for everything that you give us. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. It's all working out. Amen. Last Sunday, we had a terrible rain. About five and a half inches, they said, up in here. Amen. We had dirt out here and had the banks all lined up. I had dirt piles on them. Amen. Had pushed it off what we could, and we had to abandon ship and go to the house. But praise God, that rain come in here on Sunday. And boy, we just figured tear everything up. And I just prayed, said, oh God, it's yours anyway, whatever you want to do. Amen. You know what he did? Some of them banks that we couldn't get to walk and stuff, he settled that dirt. He cracked her off and let her slide right. Hey, glory be to God, brother Jeff. He let her slide right down there just where we needed it. Amen. Glory to God. That's a God I serve, praise God. When I can't, he can. Amen. He'll put it right where you need it, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. When you think it's going to be bad, when you think it's praise God, the situation looks dire, praise God, God just reaches down with his mighty hand, the same hand that says to the sea, Brother Austin, that's as far as you go today. Praise God, you got to come in, you got to go back out. That's the God we serve. Amen. I feel sorry for these people that believe in evolution. They think it just bang, something just happened. Yeah, God said that there be, and bang, it was. Amen. Just exactly the way God indicated for it to be. But God says, hey, listen, said, if you want to worship your idols, he said, I'll let you. But he said, ain't nobody going to take precedence from me. Nobody's going to steal my glory. Amen. So the glory of God had moved to the door of the east gate. Verse 19 said, cherubims lifted up their wings, mounted up from the earth in my sight. And when they went out, the wheels also were beside them. Amen. Did you see that? The wheels are still turning. The wheels of God, praise God, they're always turning. They're always going forward. Amen. Don't let the devil back you up. Amen. Keep going forward. Get in with God and go forward. Because he ain't backing up. Amen. He said, when they went out and when the wheels also were beside them and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the Lord of Israel was over them. Now watch this, above. Listen, I'm going to tell you, God's always going to be above us. We can't condescend God down to where we are, praise God. We got to rise up to where he is. Amen. We got to realize that he's God, and we got to strive to get to him. Amen. We can't bring him down to where he, praise God, through his mercy and grace, he reaches down to where we are. He extends us a hand, praise God, to bring us up. What we need to do, church, praise God, just be reaching down, getting the hand of God, or reaching up, getting the hand of God as he reaches down, and praise God, let him draw us up. Amen. Let him draw us up to where he'd have us to be. Praise the Lord. But God had done moved up. He had moved up over to the east gate, praise God, and he was ready to move again. Look at Ezekiel chapter 11. In verse 22, he said, then did the cherubims lift up their wings and the wheels beside them. See, God's still going forward. Amen. God's still moving on. And the wheels beside them. And the glory of the Lord, God of Israel, was over them above. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. Amen. God's moving. He's still moving. Praise God. If we're going to go with God, we got to keep moving. Amen. Hey, praise God. I'm going to say today, in the hour we're living in, it ain't a time to quit. It's a time to lift up our heads. It's a time to look, and we might see where God's at, and praise God, strive like we've never been strived before to get to where He is. Amen. Reach out as we go, praise God, and just like a tornado, and reach out and grab everybody we can. Praise God, draw them into us and take them with us, praise God. Amen. For God's glory. Lifting up the precious name of Jesus. God's glory. Now, Ezekiel chapter 9 said that God's glory had moved from the holy place, from the holy of holies, and it began to depart from the temple. Now, listen, let me just say this, church. I believe if we ain't very careful, God's glory has begin to depart from the temple. Where is the temple of God today? You and I. We are, Brother Jeff, the temple of God. We are the temple of God. And if we ain't careful, we'll let the glory of God depart out of the temple. Amen. But we need to be lifting up God. We don't want them to ever say, Ichabod, the glory has departed. We never want to hear that in the house of God and the people of God. We want the Word of God to be true to our heart. We won't ever be drawing closer to God. We ever want the presence of God to be real where we are. Amen. I don't want to worship in some old cold dead something. Hey, somebody said a while back, they'd seen us on this website, and they said, boy, he sure gets excited. Amen. I pray, God, I've got something to be excited about. I've got a God, praise God, that loved me enough to save me. Amen. He lives in my heart, praise God. He's there for me. Amen. And He's there for this whole nation. He's there for the world if we'd just turn to Him. Can you imagine, Brother Jeff, what would happen? The church, what would happen if every one of us just began to praise and give God glory every day? 3 or 4 times a day, just stop and just give God glory. You say, preacher, well, I would just don't feel like it. Praise God, just do it anyway. You get to doing it, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, the feeling will come. Amen. Hey, we've got out here in this parking lot last couple weeks, praise God, and we just had rejoicing. Amen. Hey, been some difficult situations, some things come up. But praise God, I'm glad we just out there wept, cried, and glory, give God praise. Amen. Give glory to God. Amen. Praise God. If a nation will not give God the glory, give glory to God in obedience, then I tell you what they'll do, Brother Jeff, they'll give God glory in judgment. When God comes down, praise God, they'll realize where the judgment's coming from. I believe people are starting to realize where the judgment's coming from. God's a judge in this nation, praise God. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, lift up your head and look, praise God, that you might see God, that you'd see His throne, that you'd see the fire, that you'd feel the fire, praise God, that you'd see the glory of a holy and righteous God. What are you saying? I'm saying, don't drive God away. Amen. Because His desire is to be to bless you with His presence. Amen. The difficult times, differences. We've never been this place before. But there's a God of heaven. He said, you know what? I'll guide you through it. He said, just follow me. Amen. Just follow me. And He said, I'll guide you through it. Even through this difficult time. So what He's telling us today, praise God, He said, a nation that won't give God glory in obedience, He said, will give God glory in judgment. He said, I'll judge you. I'll look at where you're at. I'll look at what you love, what you like. He said, and I'll take that away from you. Amen. Guess what? Amen. It's gone. All those things we chase after, all those things that we like to watch and see and do, He took them out of the way. So now we got time to praise God. We got time to give God glory. Amen. We need to take time to worship God. Don't drive God away from you, out of your life, but seek God and draw Him into your life. Look in the throne of grace. See the fire. Feel the fire, praise God, and recognize the glory of God. Amen. So that we can recognize, we can have His presence with us. I don't know about you, but the last couple of weeks, boy, I've felt the presence of God. It's been real. Amen. It's been real. Praise the Lord. Just seeing God and seeing Him move and just praising Him for His goodness, His mercy, seeing Him what we have and what He's given us to work with and to do with. Praise God. And I just give Him praise and glory and honor for it all. To God be the glory. Gee, what are you doing, preacher? I'm just lifting up my head and I'm looking. Then I lift up my head, Brother Austin. I'm looking. I'm seeing God on His throne doing wonderful, marvelous things for Him. I'm seeing the fire and I'm seeing the glory of a holy and righteous God. What about you today, church? Is you seeing the power of God? Have you lifted up your head lately? Have you looked that you might see the good God of heaven? Amen. That you might see the power that He has even in your life. See what He wants to do for each and every one of you. Amen. Wants to do for your family, your home. Amen. Your situation, your children, your loved ones. God's in the soul-saving business. Amen. If we'll get to giving Him glory, looking that we might see. Amen. Giving Him praise for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. We'll see Him save old sinners. Amen. We'll see Him saving old sinners. We'll see Him moving in the hearts and the minds of our people. Amen. Even to the saving of their souls. That's what we need today. We need an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival down in our hearts. And we'll get that when we get to look in the throne of grace, where grace is abundant. Amen. We'll get to see in the fire. Amen. Kindling down in your heart. You know, it don't take much, Brother Jeff, to start a fire. Said you get a spark and get a few twigs, amen, together, and you can get a fire going. Amen. It's time we got a fire going down at God's house. It's time we got a fire going down in our soul, praise God, for His glory. Amen. That we could give God all the glory. It belongs to God. Glory belongs to God. It don't belong to me. It don't belong. Amen. What we're doing here, it's not for us. It's not for our glory. It's for God's glory. Amen. Everything we do, the singers that come sing, Brother Austin, myself, amen, we're not doing it for our glory. We're doing it for the glory of God because I love my God and He loves me. Amen. I'm looking for His presence every time. And guess what? He's just showing up. Amen. He's still here, church. He's still doing business. Amen. And He wants to do business with each and every one of us if we'll let Him. Amen. So we just got to raise up our head. We just got to look that we might see where the help comes from.